Welcome to the first edition of Kelly's Car. My name is Kelly Ted, and I'm an American expat. That means an expatriate. That's someone who lives outside of their country, of their own country. I'm currently living in the Hungarian, or in the European country of Hungary, excuse me. But I was born and raised in America. I am a very patriotic American. I miss America greatly. But I also enjoy living and working in Europe. I have my family here. And I've decided that I'm going to start an audio boo because of all the time that I have spent in the car because of work and other obligations. And I have a lot of thoughts and feelings that are on my chest that I'd like to get off. I've tried a blog, and I write on my blog occasionally. My blog is tedism.com, T-E-D-D-I-S-M.com, Ted being my last name, Kelly being my first name. But I very rarely, between work and family and religious obligations, have very little time to write on my blog like I would like to, so I decided to take all this time I have in the car and get these feelings off my chest. I intensely follow American politics, enjoy following American politics. I also follow European politics, often to a bore. I'm exceptionally interested in technology, and have been since I was a child. I've been using the computer and the internet now for over 30 years. Got my first computer when I was 5 years old and haven't gotten off. I'm also very religious, and I anticipate that my audio booze, Kelly's Car, will focus on these areas. As I drive through the Hungarian countryside today, I'm absolutely overwhelmed by and disappointed by the fiasco going on in the American government right now called healthcare reform debate. At this stage, the time that I'm recording this on November 22nd, 2009, the healthcare bill passed the United States House of Representatives a couple of weeks ago. Last night, the United States Senate overcame a filibuster, voting to open the debate on healthcare reform across party lines. 60 votes to begin debate and 39 against. All the Democrats and Independents voted for opening debate, and the Republicans all voted against it. In short, I am saddened by the healthcare reform debate. I'm a conservative. I'm a Republican. Morally, I'm exceptionally conservative. Otherwise, I consider myself a moderate, an independent to a moderate conservative. And I am very saddened by the healthcare debate in the United States. It has been so politicized that into a shambles. There are so many feelings on both sides of the debate. The liberals, Democrats, conservatives, Republicans have put so many feelings out there that there are very few facts that are being presented. And no matter what happens with the healthcare reform debate, I'm afraid that this whole process has failed. As I see it, there's two end games to this current debate on healthcare reform in the United States. One, the Senate will pass sometime next year a healthcare bill. They will go into conference with the United States House of Representatives, and they will hammer out a compromise bill that will then be signed by the President of the United States. And the healthcare bill will be a complete failure because it will be littered with a lot too many expenses and not enough solutions. Or two, the healthcare reform debate will fail, the bill will fail in the end, and the Senate won't pass anything. And the problem is, either way, Americans have lost. There will be no healthcare reform that will be useful and needed to the American public. We need healthcare reform, but this round, it's unfortunately, does not seem like it's going to happen. I hope I'm wrong. I literally pray that I'm wrong. But I'm very disappointed in the politicians on both sides of the aisle and what they're doing. This has been the first edition of Kelly's Car for November 22nd, 2009. Thank you for joining me. I don't know that this will be of anything other than for me to my posterity, but I enjoy doing it. Thank you for